Sunday Morning Inspirations for 2014. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning. As always, we're going to start off our show lying back, sitting back, eyes closed. We have been through so much this week, and even before this past week. We are carrying around so much baggage, and most of it is empty, but we won't allow ourselves to believe that. So it's weighing us down. So right now, for the next 15 to 30 minutes, let's put all of that baggage down. Let it all go. Let all of it just drop. This is our time. I do this show at 6 a.m. because to me it's still before this part of the world wakes up. I get a better line to God. I get clarity in the silence. And the silence speaks volume. All we have to do is be still and listen. For those of you over on the West Coast who listen faithfully, good morning and good night. Because many of you are about to go to bed for a little while. And for those of you here on the East Coast in the U.S., good morning, good morning, good morning. And all over the world, no matter what time zone you're in, hello, hello, hello. Have a good rest if you're about to go to sleep. And good morning if you are about to start your day. And I hope your day is going well for those of you who are already into your midday. Thank you so much for being here with me. Okay, everyone ready? Eyes closed. Lie back. Sit back. Let's do our breathing exercises. We're letting everything go. And you know, you'd be surprised how much this helps your spirit, your body, and your soul, and even your mind when we clear the clutter and let everything go. It brings that stress level down. It clears all of the clutter out of our minds, and that in turn will lighten our spirit and the burden within our souls. So let's start. Let's take a deep breath in. We're going to inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Let's do that again. Inhale. Now exhale. Continue your breathing exercises as my voice guides you through this week's inspiration. And this week's inspiration, we're going to be speaking about how to keep it real. No matter how many masks you wear, you may fool the people, but you cannot fool God. 1 Samuel 16:7 states, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Let me repeat that. 1 Samuel 16:7. "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." I could go in so many directions with this, but let's just stick to the point and keep it real. Many of you know that we're about to embark on a brand new year, and so many people make all of these resolutions and all of these promises that are broken within the first 72 hours or so. We need to learn how to keep it real. Say what we mean what we say. If you're hurting, let someone know. Humble yourself and ask for help, because every person out here who's hurting tends to hurt other people. Why? Because they don't want to be miserable alone. If someone is doing something that you're not happy with, or you're not comfortable with, let them know. Guess what? They may catch an attitude for a little while. They may catch an attitude for a lifetime. But if they catch it for a lifetime, you know what you need to do. That's a person that you do not need in your space. Your season is over with that individual. They may catch it for a little while. If they get over it, then they will. Great. You can move on from that point, knowing that you were honest with that individual, and they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to get over it and come back to your corner and appreciate the fact that you kept it real with them. In other words, you're being truthful, or They're going to hold on to that grudge for a little while longer, but what they are going to do is move on to the next person who will not keep it real with them. So I want you to understand this. It's okay to tell people no. It's okay to voice your opinion. Because if you realize something, many people, the same people who you give respect to, don't respect you enough, because if they don't like something, whether they're right or wrong, guess what they are going to do? They're going to jump all on you. And so many of us don't even think about that. And I'm not saying this is tit for tat. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying open your eyes. Look at the world with your eyes wide open and not wide shut. See what you are receiving. Because one thing that I know about the laws of attraction, we will receive what we attract. If we allow people to continue to disrespect us and use us, then excuse us until they need us again, that's what's going to keep coming to you. But when we stand firm in our beliefs, in our feelings, and we are able to express them, guess what? You will see a mighty change in your world. You will see a change in what comes to you. And sometimes this means taking time to walk your journey on what seems to be a lonely travel. You're not alone. Eventually, you're going to come across the right people who belong in your life, not those positive people who speak about ideas for an eternity. You're going to meet those people who are pause accomplished. See, so many of us, we don't want to be alone. We have this stigma that being alone is something that you can't survive doing. I'm living proof you can. I sit here in my little studio by myself. And I don't worry about how many people I'm reaching throughout the world. And yes, I get responses from all over the world. And I'm still in shock and awe every time I hear from someone in a foreign country that I know nothing about. It amazes me. So never think that someone doesn't see you, someone doesn't notice you, someone is not watching you, someone is not listening to you from afar, in the shadows and in silence. You never know who you're touching until that person chooses to make the blessing that you gave to them known. But that does not mean that you have to stop moving forward. Keep it real and keep it moving. That's one of the best ways for you to see who belongs in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. It never fails, because guess what? So many people would rather buy into the lie than to invest in the truth. Let me say that again. There are more people out here who would prefer to buy into the lie to invest in the truth. Nowadays, most people don't want to hear the truth. There are so many people out here who've jumped on every single bandwagon coming because they've listened to the kings and the queens of the con, who have said everything they know they want to hear. If they told them what they know they needed to hear, they would come clean and say, this is a scam I'm running on you. This is what's going to happen. And guess what? The worst part is, and I have seen this throughout this year and beyond, if the kings and queens of the con came honest, guess what? They would still have people to buy in to their lies. Because some people, as I said earlier, would rather buy into the lie than to invest in the truth. There are so many people out here who are under the false impression that all you have to do is follow a few simple steps, and that equates to you having the right to hang with the big dogs. No, 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 no. Doesn't work that way. You can fool yourself all you want. You can get out here and join some makeshift group, say a singing group, and all of a sudden, you say you're a top 10 artist. No, you're not. You're not a top 10 artist according to whom? Wake up, people. Stop buying into your own deceptions and lies, and especially stop buying into the deceptions and lies of the kings and queens of the con. Be real with yourself. You're not a top 10 artist. You're nowhere near a top 10 artist. Heck, most times, you're not even a top 1 millionth artist. Stop it. Stop investing in people who have their best interests at heart, because they know that you are so hungry that you will believe the lie in a millisecond. Why? Because you want to get the fast money. You want to get the fast fame. You want to be hanging with all of the people who you aspire to be like, and you invest in the low road. So many people have invested thousands and thousands of dollars in projects. Had they just reached out to the proper people, they could have accomplished the same thing for little to almost no investment. But they'd rather take the lowest of low roads, give thousands of dollars to someone who's learned how to develop a scam, to take their money, and they actually believe that they're at that level to hang with the big dogs. So you come out with your CD, and you call yourself being this wonderful business person, and what's going on the whole time? Well, that's simple. You have a bum product. You're not going to be what we call crossover worthy. You're going to be stuck in one demographic, one social economic group. Nobody's going to care about you, that you're moving ahead when you're really not. I'm just keeping it real. You see, it took me years and a lot of mentoring and being silent and listening before I moved to every level, because I had to know the business of my business. I had to do this for all the right reasons, not because I was in competition with someone, not because I wanted to be up there in the limelight. Growing up, I was taught to be a silent child in the shadows. As a young adult, I was accomplishing great things, but I was doing it from the shadows. So you see, stand up. Keep it real in the new year. Do your homework. I grow so tired of so many people who fall into the kings and queens of the con this year. And how stupid can you be to keep buying into it? And then the people who really got something out of it, who are in the thick of the mix with the kings and queens of the con, they try to convince everyone else it's not as it appears to be. Some things are best taken at the value that they present. If it walks like a duck, it has feathers like a duck, it quacks like a duck, and it looks like a duck, it's some variation of a duck. If it's a con, if it sounds too good to be true, if it looks too good to be true, if everything keeps changing as the process moves along, guess what? It's probably a con, and the cons are getting better, because I have seen some kings and queens of the con evolve from January to now in December, and I see a lot of people who are still falling for the con. And you see, if one person sees that you're dumb enough, and I'm saying it, you're dumb enough to fall for that con, guess what? Someone else is going to come out of the woodworks and run some more game on you, because they know they can get away with it. And if you follow the trail back, they're all tied to the same initial group of kings and queens of the con. Wake up, people. Keep it real with yourself. Many of you who think that you're these accomplished people, you're not. You are not ready to hang with the big dogs. You will be here at the end of 2014 and gone by the beginning or middle of 2015. Why? Because you continuously invest in the low road, taking the easy way out instead of working to get what you need and what you want to achieve. You continuously do this. So I say to you, keep it real with yourself first and foremost, because it doesn't matter what mask you wear out here in the world, God sees through all of that. And today and beyond, it's all about keeping it real. My circle is about to get even smaller. Because one thing I learned, that some people will use my name. Hey, see, Maria comes to my show. See, Maria supports me. See, Maria. No, 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 no. You will not continue to use my name without my permission. Just because I'm curious to see if you've gotten any better at what you do doesn't mean that I'm in your corner 100%. That means that I'm just window shopping. Because one thing that I love to do is to sponsor people, take them under my wing until they think that they're too grown and they know everything. Then I let them go. I'm not going to argue with them. I'm not going to sit up here and fight with them. I will let them go. There are too many people out here who believe in their own hype because they have bought into the lies. Too many broken people out here looking for someone else to fix them. And if you think about it, that's what got many of us in trouble in the first place. Many were looking for someone to complete them, to validate them. That's how we ended up broken in the first place. So then you buy into the lies of people who are telling you what you need, and you actually believe that they're helping to put you back together. They're not. They're getting what they want out of you. They're making money off of you. You become a part of their herd. You're just like another cattle to them. They rustled you all together, and they're using you to their advantage. You have to be real with yourself. People, it takes time. It takes know-how. In the new year, these are the things that I'm not buying into. I don't buy into these so-called glorified pyramid schemes. So many people join these clubs and these groups, and these people give you this beautiful, polished speech. I'm not interested. I don't want to hear it. If you are not a straightforward business person where I can look up your company and see that you are legally registered and you have everything in place with a proven track record, I will not do business with you in the new year and beyond. I will not help you to develop a business that I know is a ruse and a con. I will not entertain any of that. And you will not use my name to give people the impression that we are partners, homie, bokus, whatever it is. Because when I find out, one thing I will be doing next year is letting people know. Because so many people in the real world and in the virtual world have fallen for this over the years. If I don't personally introduce you, take it into consideration that maybe I don't know this person, or if I do, it's just a casual association that I know or someone that I know in passing. You have to keep it real, people. It's going to take hard work in the new year. It's going to take changing who you are and not waiting for someone else to change you. It's going to take a lot of things. My circle has gotten so small, and it's going to get smaller in the new year. Those who are in my inner circle know who they are. Just remember, keep it real in the new year. And as we end, as always, it's that time. And thank you so much to guest 81 over here in the chat room. I see guest 82 popped in. I see that they're gone. But guest 81, you've been here since it started. Thank you very much. I know not who you are, but thank you for being here with me today. And to all of the guests in the call query, thank you so much for sticking it out with me here today. I hope that you are getting what you need out of these conversations here on a Sunday morning inspiration. And next Saturday, we'll be back at our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show that starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time here in the U.S. And we're going to start, I guess we're going to still piggyback off of this topic, but we're going to be talking about forget the wheel, Jesus drive the car. Forget the wheel, Jesus drive the car. And that, we will be continuing that next Sunday for our Sunday morning inspiration. But as you know, this, the Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Inspiration is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS recognized and approved. We have to say this because some people have a lot of fake nonprofits out here. We are an IRS recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. You can look us up on the IRS site. We're actually there. Again, people, keeping it real. If you'd like to get involved with us or send your tax-deductible donation before the end of the year, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. You can also donate on our website at thewallfoundationinc.org. There is a special link there as well. And as I said, your donations are tax-deductible to the fullest extent of current law here in the United States. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 202-618-2556, or you can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. As always, before I go, what do I always say? Things. Our mantra is, I pray you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I also pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So until next time, I am your most gracious, humble, and appreciative host, C. Maria Wall, reminding each and every one of you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until next time, be well, be blessed. And I will see you soon. We're going to end with, of course, the latest version of The Way That God Loves Me by Sister Lorraine Collins and her partner, Alexandra Pettigrave. Wonderful song. It was inspired, and I was so honored to know that it was inspired by my life. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon.
Just pretend. judge my son in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
Concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for being here with me this morning on this our Healing Through Hurts Sunday morning inspiration. I am C. Maria Wall. I just want to remind you to remember, if you keep it real with yourself, you'll be able to recognize the fake in others. Trying to sell me a bill of goods, and I've slipped and invested in some bad projects this year. But when you keep it real with yourself and you have earned your spot where you are, you know how to attack with a vengeance. And when you see that some people are still trying to con from behind the scenes, you do what you have to do and do not feel badly about it. That's what they have a legal system for. That's what I studied law for in college. That's why I'm still in school, or back in school, at an Ivy League school, studying again, so that I can perfect my skills. So again, until next time, be well, be blessed. I pay each and every one of you enough. And remember to continue to pay it and pray it forward. Hope to see you this coming Saturday evening at 9 p.m. right here on our regular Sunday morning. I'm sorry, on our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show. Sometimes I get ahead of myself. And, of course, here Sunday morning at 6 a.m. for our continuation of Forget the Wheel, Jesus Drive the Car conversation. We're going to keep it real so that we can usher out and welcome in a new year on that real note. So until next time, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall. I'd love to meet you face to face. So if you're looking for a speaker or someone to come out and share laughs and tears, but most of all, that healing journey with you, contact us, 202-618-2556, or of course, contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, or you can reach us on our company website at thewallfoundationinc.org. Until next time, be well, be blessed. Have a beautiful, beautiful remainder of your weekend and week. Until we meet again, be well, be blessed, and I'll see you soon, Lord willing.